The Verizon deal has been in the works for a while, and Mayor Williams says adding cellular phone service to the KPU lineup was important to the publicly owned company's continued survival.
Since I've been involved since 1987, I hate to admit, you know, we've come from rotary dial to internet to television and now into wireless. And we do that because we got to keep competitive against, you know, the way things are changing, technology and everything. But we wanted to keep this company profitable for the community. It's your business. It's your company. And we wanted to make it viable.
KPU is the local provider for Verizon, which has not had a Ketchikan distributor until now. However, people who purchased Verizon plans elsewhere have had service in Ketchikan by roaming on KPU's system. KPU receives payment from Verizon for that roaming use, and those payments will continue and increase as more customers sign up for Verizon plans through KPU. Ketchikan resident Esther Rhodes was at the KPU Verizon grand opening along with about 50 others. She's already a Verizon customer, though. Rhodes bought her phone and wireless plan in Seattle, but she needed a new phone.
My phone had an unfortunate fight. A recliner chair. We're all guilty. The chair won. We're all guilty. You're sitting in the chair. You put it on the arm. My dogs knocked it down and it fell down along the side and I didn't realize it. So it got in a fight with a recliner chair and lost.
Rhodes says she's happy with the Verizon service, which she says provides coverage in areas known by many Ketchikan cell phone users to be spotty or dead.
On the end of South Point Higgins, Herring Cove, I have two bars out on Wood Road and Herring Cove. Up on Roosevelt Drive, I have coverage. Settlers Cove, I have coverage.
KPU sales and marketing manager Kim Simpson says the main question she's been hearing from people is about Verizon's coverage on the island. She says expanding cell service coverage has been a focus for KPU.
Because we're local, we design the network. We live here, so it has to work for us. We, KPU, designed the network. Our engineers did. And we're also looking at filling any spots in the network. So if we find areas that may be a little spotty, we're going to fill those with microsites. So we want it to be absolutely perfect coverage.
The original plan for KPU Wireless was to offer KPU-branded cell phones. But officials later decided it was more practical to be a local source of the Verizon brand, which is nationally known and already has complex international roaming agreements in place. With its entry into the wireless market, KPU now competes with all of the services provided by its primary competitor, Alaska-based GCI. Both offer landline, cable, internet, and now wireless. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.